Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I always liked an entire Yonah. My Rebbe, when he shared in a shmooze and learned the Gemara with us, I always enjoyed those shmoozes the most. And there was something that I learned. He studied Torah, Hashem's talking to him, and he really had an opinion, and he really heard what Hashem's saying, and heard it through his own kalim, through his own experiences. It was very personal to him. And when we study Torah, Hashem saying things to us, we hear it as we are. It causes us to have thoughts and understandings. I want to learn Shua, something we're learning. The yeshiva's learning, Siyata Deshmaya, we're learning Tfilas HaShachar. We've hit a sugya, and we're all grappling with something. I want to talk about this sugya that we're grappling with, Avi. And I want to talk about Elul. I'm not looking, Michal, I want to talk about the sugya we're learning first Seder. I want to talk about Elul and share a thought that's a truth. It's a truth. I believe it's a truth. It's a truth. And I believe it's the two sugyas we're learning. In first Seder, we're learning an incredible thing about Shachris. The Gemara has a stira. The Mishnah says, Tfilas HaShachris Ad Chatzos. The Yikadavin Shachris Tol Chatzos. The Gemara asks us, Kasha, because Rabbi Yochanan says, if you miss Shachris, Mincha time, you daven a Mincha, then a Shachris. So you see, Yikadavin much later, Yikadavin the whole day. Says the Gemara, Ad Chatzos you get Tefillah B'Zmana, nice Schar Tefillah B'Zmana. After Chatzos you get Tefillah Shaloi B'Zmana. Says the Gemara, really Tefillah is Kol Hayom. There's something called Tefillah B'Zmana till Chatzos, but you could daven the whole day. We're all grappling. What are these two things? There's tefillah's kol hayom. There's no time for tefillah. And then there's also something called tefillah b'zmana. And we're all grappling. What is this two things? Is tefillah the whole day or is it b'zmana? What are these two, tefillah b'zmana and tefillah shaloi b'zmana? What are these two things? All day, from any time of day, a person could have in shachar, 6 in the afternoon, is tefillah. Kol hayom matzli v'azli, you daven any time you want. There's something called tefillah b'zmana, and we're all grappling. Yaakov said a gorgeous chabura, one of the inyanim that he spoke about is these two things of tefillah's kol hayom, and there's a tefillah b'zmana. That's something we're learning first Seder. I want to talk a little about that in a couple of minutes, about tefillah's kol hayom, and there's something called tefillah b'zmana. I want to talk about that. And then I want to speak about Elul. Elul, the famous Balatanya, describes Elul as HaMelech Besada. He explained, it wasn't left, the Balatanya explained, and it's explained from the Balatanya what Elul is. Elul is a time, I'm going to give the exact mashal he gave. When the king is in the palace, so then there's specific rules to meet the king. It's very specific how to get the king. He's in the palace. And there are rules. You can't just walk in, yo! There are very specific ways how to enter the palace. And there are a lot of rules. Joshi, when the melech's in the palace, you can't just walk in, knock on the door. There's appointments. There's a whole way how it works when the melech's in the palace. When the melech's out there traveling, people like Fabreng with the melech, it's different. The analogy I would give, not in our lives, is people have a Rebbe in yeshiva, and there's like a certain anhaga to the Rebbe. If you ever like on vacation and you're like with the Rebbe, it's like, it's so geschmack, like you don't wait on the same lines. You just, your whole anhaga is different. You're just chilling with the Rebbe. It's just different. HaMelech besad es Elul. Elul is Hashem's accessible. In Svarim it says that Elul is like Shabbos. Elul, every day of Elul is like Shabbos, but you don't have rules. Shabbos says you have to perish from Malacha. There's like a way of Kirvus Hashem. Elul every day is Shabbos. Hashem's accessible. A person's close to Hashem, but minus any of the rules of interaction. The Melech's Besada is just available. You're close. Elul's like that. There's rules. Shabbos has rules. How to have Shabbos. There's a system how to have Shabbos. Now, whenever we say Martcha, whenever there's a period, so it's teaching something that probably always exists. But it's Bechinas Elul. It's a Bechina of Elul. Now, you're right. You could tap into Bechinas Elul all the time. But what's Elul? A Melech Besada. That's how the Baal HaTanya explains Elul. It's from the Baal Tanya. Melech Besada is a Baal HaTanya's term, yeah. His term, he didn't come up with the concept. The Baal HaTanya is explaining Elul. So I want to share with the guys just how something, Michal, I want to share something, how it's hitting me, a point that is true. I want to say this again. We have Tefillah Shui, we have Tefillah Bezmana and Shaloi Bezmana. These two aspects, you can daven anytime you want. And that's tefillah, and your yaitza tefillah, of course. Daven shach 6 in the afternoon. Then there's something called tefillah b'zmana, it's a different thing, tefillah b'zmana. Tefillah is always something called tefillah b'zmana. And this Elul thing, hamelech b'sada, there's normally like a way to approach, Shabbos has laws, a person's parish, memlacha, there's a system. And then there's Elul, where you approach you with Hashem in whatever you're doing, as you, without like the system of approaching, there's Elul. What I'm hearing here, and I'm not saying this is the only pshat in Tefillah B'zmana Shloim, I'm not saying that. I'm saying something that's hitting me, and in part of this sugya, I'm going to say this as a father to a son has anhaga, how he speaks to a father. There's certain anhagas, there's a certain risk. There are laws, you know, there are laws to your father. You're not allowed to contradict your father. There's whole laws. You know, you're not allowed to agree with your father. These are halachas. Your father says something, you're not allowed to say, Dad, you're right. You're not allowed to contradict. There are laws. How do you relate to your father? But any father wants to know there's certainly systems of engagement, and that's an aspect of the relationship. But deeper than all the things, we love each other, we're close, deeper than all those things is a tremendous kesher. If a son almost would only have the anhaga of relating and not knowing there's an ava, and there's a closeness, and there's something that's there, I say this with trepidation, I'm not saying to be chutzpahdik, and I'm not saying to ever break halacha, I'm saying to be aware of another aspect. Sometimes you have a difficult interaction with your kid. I like him to know I love him and we're close and we're bound forever. Irrespective of the system of approaching. I want him to be as aware of that as the system to approach. Equally aware of that. You're my son, I'm your father. Like, don't worry. There's an ava and a kirva and a closeness that runs deeper. There's a reason and a system for how to approach. But there's a closeness that runs deeper than the how to approach. What I want to say about Elul, Chevra, and I'll get to Elul in a second. I want to say with Tefillah Shaloi, but Tefillah's talking to God, connecting to Hashem. At its core, Tefillah, there's no zman for Tefillah. There's no how to approach. Talk v'levayish yispal kol yom. There's a reality of us and God, God and us. That's reality that a person has to know. This is man Tefillah. Are you kidding me? A way to approach? How to approach? It's my father. There's no zman. There's an aspect of Tefillah that has no zman. V'levayish yispal kol yom. There's also something called, and we're capable of, there's something called, there's a way, how to approach, zman tefillah, what to say. There's something called tefillah b'zmana, that's an aspect of the relationship to Hashem. All the while I know he's my father, and there's ava, there's love. Even within prayer, guys in yeshiva, many guys in yeshiva have told me, when I've criticized guys not coming to the minyan, guys have told me, I pray to God. They struggle. Guys have articulated, I struggle with public prayer, and I struggle with the siddur, the organizational prayer, public and the formality. I'm so impressed. They know about tefillah shaloi bezmana. They're right. There's something called tefillah shaloi bezmana. There's something called tefillah. Schar tefillah yavli. It's my tata. I talk anytime. I don't have a siddur. I don't have these rules. I don't have with the way, say this, open up, grab the book, get a group. No. There's something called prayer. Hashem and me and Hashem. And there's a metzias called prayer. All the while, there's something called tefillah bezmana. There's an aspect of relating to Hashem. There's a way, and there's something called tefillah bezmana. The Akdama to the Yomim Noraim, which speaks about, is a Yom Adin, and the way to connect to Hashem, Elul, is the Akdama to Yom Noraim. Before we have a way, there's Elul. Elul has no Allah. You can't find Elul in the Torah. Tell me what you're supposed to do during Elul. What mitzvah is there? It's so interesting. This month of Elul, that Svarim, the Naim Eli Melech in Elul, he wouldn't talk to Elul. He was mamish, connecting to Hashem. Tell me what halacha he was keeping. What din? How? What's the mitzvah? No, you can't tell me a mitzvah. You can't tell me a chiv. You can't. There's a mitzvah that a person has to know even before they get to the pratim of how, of the kirva Hashem wants us, is interested in us in a relationship way deeper than I was a good boy, I was a bad boy. I would actually say, guys here rejected a world. I think there's a very Elul yeshiva. When I think about Elul, this yeshiva taught me about Elul, by the way. Because guys didn't buy in, be a good boy. Like if you're very, very good and you follow Hashem's rule, then Hashem's proud of me, then he likes me. If I don't follow his rules, now he's mad at me. Elul speaks about a relationship that runs deeper than following the rules. Elul's, the way I'm describing Tefillah Shaloi Bezmana, Elul speaks about a Yid, Hashem wants a Yid and cares about a Yid, and the Yid cares about Hashem, and relate. There isn't a system out of the world. Certainly don't be intense, certainly. I saw somebody ask, people go to concerts during Elul? Somebody showed me a letter last night. I thought it was one of the dumber letters. I think a guy should go to a concert during Elul. I think he should play basketball during Elul. I think it's less Elul that the guy said, you go to a concert during Elul? He doesn't understand Elul. I think he completely missed Elul. In Elul, a person should know Hashem wants me and I want Hashem. And then Faket, he goes to a concert, and that's great. If the music inspires him, wonderful. Wonderful, excellent, excellent. He should sing. I don't know if he eats a frankfurter and that makes him feel the kirvus Hashem, then he should eat franks in Elul in an emistic oifen. This is the Elul, and by the way, this is the Elul of the Noam Elimelech and the Tzadikim and Gedolim, that Hashem knew that a Yid understood something. Hashem wants the Yid, and the Yid wants Hashem. And it's the Akdama, and it's the Nala, okay, and then it happens to be, there's an Eifin, and there are ways, there's something called Tefillah Bezmana. But this is deeper, this is the essence, this is Elul before you have any type of accounting of Mishpat, of different laws. Elul is the Akdama to that. Elul's the Akdama of Hashem wants us, and we want Hashem. Not totally on the how, it runs deeper. If my son only has the know-how, he mamish keeps all the halachas, except he doesn't know he's my son. you don't have aschala. Yes, he's my son. A father loves a son. There are no rules to that. That exists. And that's an important, in any rule that he's even following, I want him to know that it runs much deeper than all the rules. Much. Tata zun tata. Okay, when you absorb that in a place a person absorbs that, then we could start their manners of approach. There's such a thing. There's such a thing called tefillah bezmana. That's what I wanted to share with the chevra. I think that's the concept of Amelech Besada, that well before, and the Melech wants us to know that always. Now you could then ask, why is there ever a melech in the palace? And you could ask that on a father, like, shouldn't it just be? There's a tzura to the relationship. And nobody's saying to be chutzpah. But imagine a guy has all the respect, except he has no, like, connection to his father. All those things of the Melech, all the things the Melech has when he's in his palace, if you don't know a Melech Besada, that the Melech wants the people and the people want the Melech, and there's an Av, if you don't know that, you have to know that about the Melech. In a certain way, maybe this is Bechina, we call Hashem Avinu Malkeinu. We say Avinu first, Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. This is the Avinu. The Malkeinu is the aspect of, is the way of approaching. Before we have the Yemei Adin, we have Elul. If you want to know why Tzadikim responded to Elul so intensely, that's crazy. Elul says the Melech wants, he has nothing to do with, did I behave? Was I a good boy? No, Shaychus. Elul. Hashem wants us and Hashem, Hashem and us. That's like Vild. That's the Akdama, that's the Shirish of everything. Then we talk about the Melech goes to the, he goes to the castle, and there's a Melech, and there's an Eif and Beseder. That's what I wanted to share with the Chevra about Tefillah Bezmana and Shaloi Bezmana, HaMelech Besadeta, HaMelech in the palace where there's an oifen and a manor. Michal, you hear what we're... Interesting that from our yeshiva a song emerged. It's not like we sit here playing Tati My King 24/7, but it's interesting a song emerged from here. There's a reason, and a song emerged that went worldwide, and millions of times it was listened to, millions of times Yidden absorbed the song. I met a guy in Johannesburg who didn't know, he barely knew a pasuk in the Torah, certainly never heard of Waterbury, and he that song was like a song he was listening to. And people across the world, it hit them something. There's a reason, Siyata D'Shmaya, David Edel wrote it, and Shlomo and David sing it, and a song went out, Tati My King, from a place where guys didn't accept it's just a melech. It's a tata. I've said over the vert from the Chayz of Lublin. It's not a cute vert, and it's a lot of what the guys have taught me in my own life. And the vert of the Chayz of Lublin is Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Ela'ata. And the Chayz said, Ein Lanu Melech? We don't just have a king, Ela'ata. It's you, Hashem, Tatala. It's you, Hashem, Ein Lanu Melech Ela'ata. It's you, Hashem. The Chayz of Lublin, the Sadik Yisayr Olam. He was Litvish, Hasidish, he was a tzaddik. He was a Talmud, I think, the Chayz of Lublin. Who did he learn by first, before he went to the Maggid? Before the Maggid. Before the Maggid, he learned by...
No, the Maggid was by the Pnei.
The Maggid was by the Pnei Shua. The Chayz was by somebody also before the Maggid. Yeah, the Chayz was by somebody before the Maggid. I don't remember who read it. I think so. Either way, the Chayz said, Ein lanu melech? I don't have a king, Ela'ata, it's you, Hashem, it's the Tata. Now, he knew there's a Melech, and there's an Oifen of Kirv of Ashur, but he saw Elul before. He saw Hashem wants me, I want Hashem. This Kirv that exists, the Melech Basada, the words of the Baal Tanya, Melech Basada, that's how he called it, Ein Lanu Melech, Ela'ata. There's something, there's a relationship, there's a connection that Hashem wants us and we want him. That exists before he enters the palace, or deeper than entering the palace, and doesn't change when he enters the palace. So that's what I wanted to share with the Chevra. We're using different words to say, Ein lanu melech ela'ata. You've heard that part from the Chayza Mardcha? What's the tune the Chevra sings, Jashi, of Ein lanu melech ela'ata? Are you? What's the tune? Let's try. But with the Chayz is pshat. Yeah. Speak about the first bracha chevra. Kivali, both kivas, come close. I want you to hear this. Both akivas, come close. Come close. Who's behind you, Kivali? Oh, Aaron. Hi. Rami, come close. I'd like to speak for a few minutes. It's soon time for second seder. I want to briefly talk about the first bracha, Birchas HaShachar. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam Jashi, Shenasan Lasech V'Ivina Lavchin Ben Yom V'Ein Laila. Where Zaych is, it's his birthday, Jashi, and it's his first one of his beginning of his journey in yeshiva. I want you in your career of growing, in your career of developing, I want you to remember this idea. I think it's true. It's the first bracha we say. Rami, I want you to hear this. Aaron, I want you to hear this. A bacher told me recently that I don't trust people, that I tend not to trust people. So I told him, I hope here you learn to trust yourself. And this person has been through hurt and lost trust in others. I actually think his distrust of others has a shyness in trusting himself, and I like that he trusts himself. We are born with a gift from Hashem. It's one of the most important gifts that we have. Hashem is emes, chaysamish l'akadosh baruch hu emes, and Yonah, a gift we have is the hakara of what's true and what's not, nikarim divrei emes. I want for my children, Yaakov, Menach, Maishi, Hudi, Yisrael Meir, Rina, I want for my precious children, they should trust themselves what's emes and what's not. Nikarim divrei emes. We were given by Hashem a gift of closeness to Hashem. Closeness to Hashem means you can identify and know something's true and not true. That's the possibility we can know what's true and not. The first bracha that we make in the morning, the first of these brachas, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The person wakes up and sees light, says, "Hey, I went to sleep, it was dark." And the person says, "Thank you, Hashem. Lasechvis machloikis, both b'shainim, whether it means the intellect that can recognize dark and recognize light, whether it means the rooster who crows and recognizes the difference of dark and night, the human being has the capacity to know what's Laila and what's Yom. We have the ability to be mavchen between good and bad, true and false. We have a capacity to know this is right, this is wrong. And what I want my children, I want for the guys, and I want for me, I learned with the Chavrus in Eretz Yisrael. I consider my Rebbe all my life. And he taught me to trust myself. That's what he taught me. If I had a kasha, that's huge. Something's not true. Something doesn't seem emes. And you have the capacity to know the truth. And he taught me. I didn't know. I used to think. I started learning. It was like shiurim. My Rebbe said this. He said that. And I wrote down different things. What do you hold is true? My Rebbe's father would ask him from young ages, Rebbe Yechiel, what do you hold? What's the truth? You go to a sugya, what do you hold is the truth? What do you hear? What do you see? A person has to trust himself, and we have the capacity to know truth and falsehood, and to see something and hear something. This is the truth, it's not the truth. You could sit by a shir, you could say amazing things. You say it's not the truth. And you have the capacity, and trust that capacity. Even when people speak bad, doesn't the Rebbe, doesn't say anything, even the choosing of the Rebbe, asay l'cha rav, because it's daima l'mal Hashem, because it looks true. And the first bracha we say in the morning is, thank you Hashem for the akara, that we have the capacity of differentiating that which is night, that which is day. The person who wakes up and sees day, hey, before I saw night. And my brain has the capacity, l'havchin, to distinguish. This is Sheker, this is Emes. And we have the capacity, day and night, good and bad, true and false. The human being has the capacity, Lahavchen. We thank Hashem for that, and then we live a life of recognizing and asking, is this Emes or Sheker? Sheker or Emes? It bothered me a lot in Sulam a few years ago. Guys were talking, they go to Eretz Yisrael, and like pushing themselves to trust. And they were talking about ways of like contorting their body. Trust is not, somebody says, trust me, why should you trust him? A bacher described that I have trouble trusting a Rebbe Gutten. The only thing I ask in yeshiva is trust yourself. Hashem gave me the ability to be mavchim, ben yom ben laila. We have the capacity to differentiate and to know and to discern and to understand. And I say a person should trust themselves. I look at Josh, he's starting a career here. I want to say one thing, trust yourself. I think a big thing of this yeshiva. A therapist in Muncie said, I've been watching the yeshiva a long time and I chap something. He said, you believe in people. And he pauses, he says, you're crazy. I want a guy to believe in himself, to really, and to sit and listen to something and decide, I want you, Nathan, in your journey, you, to see the world and find things and say, this is true, this is valuable, this is precious, this is important, and this is not. And you to really find things that deep inside you know and you see and you decide and you figure out, you. I want Joshi on his journey to really, I don't look at it, control, I don't look at it, make sure, guard, protect. These are all cool words. And certainly our younger children, there's a tremendous element of protection to allow them to get to those spaces where they could see and learn and observe and find out. And the basic belief is Hashem gave our chachma, noisen lasech vivina. Shem gave the intellect, the understanding, lahavchim ben yom ben laila, to be very discerning, to see the difference in night and day. That's the first thing the person opened their eyes and recognizes. Hey, I have the power of avchan, I can differentiate. Now go out and use that power. I was talking to Eli Tress, and I was talking to him a year before he came about coming to yeshiva, what he's going to get here. I told him, you're going to talk to a Rebbe. I watch his relationship to Rabbi Russ, where he's deciding things and thinking things and processing, and then looks at a Rebbe and shares and talks from a place of belief in self, from a place in opinions, from a place of counting and mattering and finding things. This matters to me. This is important. This is not. Of really discovering beliefs and ideas and values that run deep inside of you. That run deep inside of us. So I want to be mechazik. I ask everybody, let's be a pretty good idea. Let's say that first bracha b'kavana. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave my intellect. We'll say the pshat lasechvi is the intellect. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave my intellect the discernment, the bina, to be mavchev and yom elayla. Hey, night and day, I could tell. Whew, what a world. I could see and notice things. And I thank you, Hashem, for this great gift that I could tell the difference between darkness and light, between good and bad, between truth and checker. I have a gift from Hashem. We all have a gift. Now learn to trust that gift. Something looks, it doesn't seem true. It doesn't seem right. I remember as a youngster, before I met this Rebbe, I would hear things said and I would sense it's not true, but I was like, no right to an opinion. Like, that's bizarre. If you hear things and see things and it doesn't feel emes, that matters, because we have the capacity to be. Hashem gave us havchana, a very important gift, the gift of being mavchin, of taka differentiating. And then go out and use that power. Here, one thing is, I was talking to Yona, he was talking about the yeshiva, but it's confusing, I hear different things. I love that. I love it. You know what we should do? We should decide what's true. In our lives, we'll hear different things. You know what we should do? We should make the first bracha b'kavana. Hanoisein lasechvi vino lahavchim ben yom ben laila. Somebody once came to yeshiva and was handling a lot with me. He was very upset. My rebbeim taught me, was blaming things, and he felt he was tricked. It wasn't the sugya outside of himself. It was a sugya inside. Trust, what do you hold? Stop blaming, stop attacking. What do you hold? Ask yourself, what's the truth? And we have a capacity, a beautiful gift from Hashem. All of us were given a capacity of discernment. It might be the most important gift. It's the first one we notice every day. Before we even say, Hashem, I'm a yid, shloi asani goy. I haven't even felt that yet. I have the capacity of truth, of havchana, of differentiation, that I could tell the difference. And I thank Hashem for that gift. And then I spend my lifetime using the gift and identifying, this seems emes. I was talking to people in my shul, we're looking for a rav. I told them, I don't want somebody who says a nice dvar Torah. Oh, isn't this a sharp thought? Yishmak, wow, he's so interesting, wow. He says such nice things. Torah, I believe in this, I would die for this. This emes, truth. I don't want a guy in a date. It's like very good on a date. He says, it's a nice Dvar Torah. Wow, he's a frumi. Nice, like, I don't want Divrei Torah that represent, show your frum, it's your membership card. Yeshua, I'm one of the frum guys. I'm talking about things that resonate as truth to you. You believe in this. God said this. God said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he read Gemaras, would say, Shnayim sha'ichsim betalis amra kosh baruch yachloiku. It's a truth that I learned, that I've studied, that God had told me. I like in the morning, we're starting to get that chaburah, we're getting it good, it's going to take time today. The last couple have been better, and people have strong opinions of what's true and not true. I like that. You can't tell me what the truth is. I said, anoisin lasech bevina, we have the kayach. That's how a learning session should go. Two people who have the power to understand what's the emes. What's the truth? I want guys to find in their journey. Josh is starting his journey here. Nathan's continuing his journey. I want you to find things that you know is true. I like this. This resonates. It's true. I want you to find a Rebbe who's speaking truth. If Rai Silverman's words, and if they don't resonate, run. Don't. I don't say trust me. I don't like ways of pretzelizing to trust. in Daimel Malach Hashem. That's really what you see. And what you sense. What I say here is trust yourself. Trust yourself. And Hashem gave us a power, a tremendous gift from Hashem, the power of Nikarim Divrei Emes, of recognizing truth. We spoke the other day about not lying, that lying can damage this gift of Hashem. I realized when I spoke about that, we spoke about when a person lies, they can damage their perception. I realized I should first talk about the gift itself, not about losing the gift. That would be bizarre, okay? Once we value the gift, we'll make sure not to hurt or lose that gift. And an environment, the guys, this place, if I had to like, there's a kanois here for honesty. The guys are passionately honest. I find that there's a tremendous, it's not an easy place, Waterbury. I'm called out here where I can go to the world and be a goody-goody somewhere. Here, people are calling out. There's a certain bikush for sincere, for authenticity. There's a bikush here. It exists in yeshivas, many yeshivas. A bikush for authenticity. We have a gift that we're actually capable of knowing what's true. Huh? He walked in perfect time. Yeah.
You know,
it's time. I don't wanna overrun second Seder. I wanna say to all the guys that Akiva, I wanna say to you, I promise you, and people hear things as if what I really should be and I'm supposed to be. It's knock all that off. Find things that are true to you. We just assume that I'm like missing out. This was supposed to be Gishmak because somebody said, isn't this Gishmak? No, it's not Gishmak for me. I was supposed to, the whole word, what I'm supposed to, I really, no, stop all that. There's no supposed to. Find the truth. We're capable. This is true. This is for me. This makes sense for me. We're capable of absorbing and seeing. So I want to suggest, first of all, every morning, let's make this bracha, b'kavana. Let's know what we're saying. The first thing that we'll recognize in the morning, light, and before I saw dark, hey, I could be mavchin, I could distinguish. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the intellect, the bina, the depth to understand, lahavchin, to differentiate, but like b'yom v'layla. Hey, I got the power of differentiating. You know what? I can know what's true and what's false. And of course, that's what it brings me to knowing. I know what's light and what's dark, what's true and what's false. Emes and Sheker, I can be mavchin. And then I use that power I have to search and find, not to assume, because he says, I can know. And then I find things, and I say, this resonates, this makes sense to me. I see something else, I say, it doesn't. It's very important to me. In a certain nusach, I think it's important. You know that nerd who carries the yellow marker when he reads things, he like highlights things, the highlighter? There's a certain person who carries a pen. There's another guy who has a yellow marker and highlights things. Very cool. It's a cool zach. If you have one, I should give like, you know, sometimes they don't they do at this like game shows. Anybody could pull out this thing. They give like 20. I should have brought $20 today. Said you could pull out a marker like here's, but it's a good zach. It's a cool. I shouldn't call him a nerd. It's a cool person. But in a certain way, we all have a yellow marker. What hits us? What hits us? What resonates with us? What strikes us as a truth? That's very, very important, and we have such a power. We end up just putting ourselves down and assume for no reason in untruth that I just don't know, other people are smarter. Yisrael Greengart is a bacher. We're thankful. The whole yeshiva, we're lucky to get this beautiful person. You have to learn. It's not what this one says, but, and I just know, everybody's right. I'm just, people have a sense, I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to. I'm this, no. We have the power of emes, the avchana, and then let me see what resonates. Is the truth, my truth? What's nageya to me? What's relevant to me? What makes sense for me to do? We have that power of emes. It's the first thing. We thank Hashem for it. The first message I have to Ajashi, welcome to yeshiva and trust you. We do. That's what I'd say. What I want to say to every single bacher is trust Nathan. Welcome back to yeshiva. Trust you. We do. That's what I want to deeply say to every guy here. Avi, welcome back to yeshiva. Trust yourself. We do. Elia, welcome to Waterbury. Trust yourself. We do. Be'emes, Zaki, welcome. Welcome to Waterbury. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Nikarim devrei emes. Each person has avchana. I'm not, it doesn't, it's not a system that says trust Rabbi Wisnicki. No, trust you. If Rabbi Wisnicki is saying that resonates, you might have a Rebbe on your hands. That'll be amazing. The one you're trusting is you. If Rabbi Silverman, I don't say trust the Rebbe. Don't be trusting of anybody. Be trusting of yourself. Hashem gives the intellect the ability to discern. Thank you for the gift and let's use it. That's what I wanted to share with the Chevra today. We're going to get to second. We're learning second Seder. Yesterday was beautiful. We're continuing. We're learning the sugyas of Zimun Shleisha Sha'achlu. What parak is it, Abi? Shleisha Sha'achlu, the seventh parak of Brachas. So everybody's invited to join us. We're learning Shleisha Sha'achlu. Have an outstanding day.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.